Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Right, Pastor Moyo, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, my man. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
Ash, I'm still standing up, you know.
Yeah.
We are not going down anytime soon.
Oh, yeah. Great to hear that. Great to hear that indeed. Now, you know, instilling Christian values in the next generation is what we're talking about. And as we invest in the lives of our young ones, the children, the grandchildren, it is crucial that we prepare them, you know, for the challenges that they're going to be facing in the future. Now, we must teach them to recognize the seductive nature of idols and to boldly reject any allegiance that would compromise their devotion to the one true God. Now, yesterday we spoke about what of Christian values, and today we're talking about the how. I think that was the day before yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. Now,
yes.
How do we instill godly values in our children, Pastor?
Remember Proverbs 22, verse 16 always says that a child on the way they should go. And even when they are old, they will not turn from it. You know, children, especially from the early childhood, they want to do the walk of the talk.
Mm-hmm.
They learn from what the parents do.
Mm.
They do what the parents do. So it becomes difficult if parents themselves are not taught. Children will be exactly what their parents are, or even worse than them. Yes.
Yeah. Please speak on the home as the foundation for spiritual growth and development rather than the church. Remember, we actually touched on this the day we were speaking about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, our churches are what they are purely because of the home.
Mm.
Great churches come from powerful homes.
Mm-hmm.
Which end up fusing it even to the community. If I want my children to understand worship, it must happen at home.
Mm.
If I want them to belong to a praying church, I must have a praying home. In other words, whatever I expect the church to do, it must start from home.
Mm.
Do you have time with your children for devotion?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have time with your children to discuss difficult things like offerings and tithe? I tithe with my children. I do not expect somebody to come with a powerful text to encourage my children to do worship in terms of offerings and tithe.
Mm-hmm.
It must be fused from home, from your own setup. So, in other words, it's a challenge to say to parents, children must understand home education.
Mm.
To even those who are blessed, they must have a room which they term the temple, where we meet at every night or every morning to worship. I'm just saying, if you are to buy a house, 3 bedrooms, 4 bedrooms, ask yourself which room will be the temple. My home. So that by the time when we say to our children, what's up in the sanctuary, they are already getting the lessons directly from home.
It's actually important because I do know that many a times if we see the child that is not used to, you know, things and how things are done in the sanctuary, it reflects on how there is a lack of that particular teaching at home. So I think that is very, very important. Now, how important is it then for children to see practical examples of Christian values in their parents' lives?
Besides the DNA, you know, we've got what you term the DNA because it's my child, you know? Like I said earlier on, they just resemble whatever happened from their parents. You know, it is the crucial part as a parent that I must do exactly what I expect my children to do. Don't expect miracles in a church. You know, I wish I could speak this to Zulu and say, in Zulu, it says, Sigoqwa simanzi. Meaning that when you slaughter an animal, if you still want to use that skin of an animal, you need to make sure that you put it in the right place, it's still wet. Because once it dries, you will never be able to do it. So, as parents, be it fathers, be it mothers, we are supposed to be the cardinal points, the foundation of our children when it comes to their faith. Don't expect that somebody is going to take them an adventurer, the finders, or a senior. No. The senior youth ministry must be at home. The children's ministry must be at home. Sorry about that. And from onset, they should be everything. I want to extend this to a bigger place. But at home, that's what you get to. Funny that I work with the youth, and I do realize that some parents still do not understand the importance of even the setup church, which means that they're there at home. So you see a child walking during the time when it's time to pray. Not that if it's home, there is never that moment of sacredness whereby it's prayer time. Switch off the TV, put the phones aside, let's concentrate. So parents must be able to be leaders into it. You know, children are the easiest people to teach because from that early childhood, they copy anything. Imagine how you learned your mother's language. You did not go to school to learn Sizulu if you are Zulu, or to learn English if you are English. You learned it from home. By the time when we are sent to school, you get crash whatsoever, already you knew how to speak. Where did you learn it from? From home. So, as parents, God will ask us and put us to task. That's why the Bible says the question will be, where are the blessings of the children which I gave to you?
Very, very important. We should be able to actually be able to answer, you know, that question when it comes. Now, can a wayward parent teach their child a better way by a bad example? Now, for example, can an alcoholic parent, for example, teach their child not to follow their example?
You know, I've seen it happen at times. It's just difficult. It's compromising the way how we teach our children.
Yeah,
I cannot really stand up and say, do not do like I do. The only lesson which I got from my parents was, I'm taking you to school so that you can be better than us. Understand?
Yeah.
I don't want your children to suffer the way how you suffer when you're growing up. I want your children to grow up in a very productive and in a very comfortable way. So in other words, if the lessons come negative, like for example, if I say to my child, look, I've got one leg now because I used to drive badly, I used to drink and drive. It might be a better lesson to say to your child, don't do this, you'll be like me. But for me to continue drinking in front of my child, to continue doing wrong things in front of my child and say, do not do like me, it's as good as impossible.
True.
That's why even a broader spectrum like church, it's difficult for elders, for pastors, for elderly people to say to the youth, do this while they do this. The youth are quick to copy what their pastors, what their elders, what their elderly people are doing.
Well, but thank you so much. Before I leave you, my pastor, what role does regular family worship and Bible study play in building relationships between the children and their God?
Look, it is the best. It's so much better than a church to worship at home, to study together with your family. to live life. You know, I'm a pastor. Did you know that I can go and preach a sermon which makes sense to my children when they are not fed? Purely because they don't, I do not live what I'm preaching. So at home, when you read the Bible together, when you watch together, it is more personal. We discuss what is the challenge we have. We ask God to be. We see the blessings coming. And if there's time whereby we are able to reflect on what God wants us to be, reflect on God's way, and we are able to harmonize and get to know that there is nothing personal here. When I'm admonishing you as my child, I'm reflecting it as per what God says. It is the best thing. Let me say what we love to have, we would say, special high Sabbath, church, guest days, music days. There is no better day than the worship at home, which happens daily. You wait for it, you speak without any act, any probably, let me say, pretense. You are able to stand up and say, guys, this is who we are. We are too generic. We are exactly who we are. And only the word of God is able to map us. The time to worship God is the only moment where I'm equal to my daughter. I'm equal to my partner, purely because we are all saying, this time there is Father in heaven. We forget about the position of being father on this earth, mother on this earth, but we are all children, reflecting to one man we have this.
Well, Pastor Amasa, thank you so much for joining us. I think it is very important that we as parents, you know, as you have very ably stated, that we're a primary example of and a path for our children to come closer and closer to God. Before you drop the phone, what is it that you'd like to emphasize to children in as far as today's conversation is concerned?
What I can only say is that let us have our home as the first temple, as the first point of departure before we go out into the world. When we say go on God's errand, let's have our home being errands where God is camped. Let us be proud that I am at home now because I know that God is in this house. To children, I would like to say, please, if you know that you are closer to God than even your parents, encourage that set up at home. You are also supposed to be fusing that spirit of worship at home, the spirit of God. What you learn from the finders, from the adventurers, from the senior, God might have introduced that ministry for you to even to do a productive appeal for your health, for everything with your own parents. So let us embrace the ministry of living God, which is a Christ our Savior.
Beautiful stuff. Thank you, Pastor Moyo. Blessings to you. We'll connect again tomorrow, same time and same place.
Blessings, my brother. Same to you.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.